Amrish just says all four together, so they have to be doima, what have to be alike one to the other. Now, Vemaris, Negoyim, Pshita, all four colors, you're Tame, you're a Mitzvah, you have Negoyim on you. Mahosam, Kululich Yuvei, just look over there, Seif and Beheris, the post says Papacha, that each one has a Tolda, another Oifen, to become Tame, but Pshita, each one's Mitame, says so, just like Maris Negoyim, when the Mishnah says, Shtaim Shemarba means the Chuvai, is Af Hokro, who are done by Shvuas. And by Yediyas Hatuma, also Nami Kul L'Chuvay. Avad, it has to be that Shtayim Shemaba means Kul L'Chuvay. So according to this, it's very good also why the Mishnah puts all four together. Comes out, we're learning out halachas one from the other. It's good why the time of the Mishnah put all four halachas together. I do not make such mistakes to think that Shtayim Shvua Shemaba means two that Yechai the Korban and two that Yepata. Don't think like that. They all have the same halachas. That Shtayim Shemaba means, just like two is Chayiv Midiraisa, the other two is also Chayiv Midiraisa. Can't stay lifter. So back to the Kasha. Huh? We don't have an answer yet. So Gemara says, we have another answer then. The other really, I'll tell you like this. The other Rabbi Shmuel, or could be our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. The Chiloi Mechayiv Rabbi Shmuel Lishavar, when does Rabbi Shmuel say that Lishavar passed? Yepotor Korban. He only says Yepotor from a Korban and Leviyarit. Malkis but he agrees you be chayiv Malkis. So therefore, it's good the lashon shvua shtayim shemava. There are four types of shvuas that you chayiv for. True, you're not chayiv a korban all four, but I call upon him as Malkis. So called the chiyuvei.
The korban and Malkis.
Good, and it could be also. The question is, or I to lav shame by meister lishavar. You said you did eat and you didn't eat. How could you be chayiv Malkis? For the Shava, for the past, what happens? I ate a lot of shame of Maisa. You made it sure that yesterday I ate, and really you did not eat. It's a lot of shame of Maisa. So my answer is to the Rava. The Yama Rava also had the Gemara later in the third period. The Rava says, the Feirish Ribsa Torah, Shvua Sheka, do me the Shvua Shav. That Ma Shav, Lishavar, just like a Shvua Shav, it's Lishavar. And you get Malkus for it, Riba Akroa, Ach Sheker Nami, Lishavar. Who are then by Shvua Sheker? A Shav means, a shav means it's in vain. Like you make a shvua, this man is a lady. I mean you. This man is a lady. So that's a shav. It doesn't mean anything. That's a shvua shav. A shvua sheker means you made a shvua you ate today. Now we don't know. Maybe you didn't eat, maybe you didn't eat. Later we find out you're a liar. That's called a shvua sheker. So by shvua shav, what you say right now is shav. It's in vain. Everybody knows what you say now is not true. This stand is an animal. It's shav. So there's a ribu yechayet malchus there. So Rava makes heck, it's just like by Yeshua Shav. There's Malkus, the same thing, by Yeshua Lishavar, by Yeshua's Bitui, also there's Malkus involved. So Kitsu, we answer the Yeshua Shtayim Shemaba go according to both of them, that there's Malkus, according to Yishmol, the Mishnah, that Yeshua Shtayim Shemaba, the extra four is true, not for Korban, but it's for Malkus. Now, Bishleima Chalti V'loya Chalti, so Rava's Chiddush is only in Lishavar. In past tense, Yechayiv Malkus, even though it's a lot of shame by myself. But in the future tense, what you're going to do, there's no Chiddush. So let's see now. Bishleim Ochalti. If somebody makes a Shvua, I will eat. V'lo Yechalti, Kid Rava. He said, made a Shvua that I did eat and really did not eat. That's Rava's Chiddush, Yechayiv Malkus. What about Shaloi Ochal, I will not eat. V'yochal, when I did eat, Nami. Lav Sheish B'maisu. That's called the Lav Sheish B'maisu, treated as Malkus. El of what's going to be in the case. Oichel, where he says, what? I will eat. Person says, I will eat today. And the day went by, but Lo Yochel did not eat. Amai, why is he Chayiv Malkus then? Like you're telling me now, a Mishnah means that there are four cases of Malkus. So again, Bishleim in the Ovar, past tense, what happened yesterday, both ways, that's Rovus Chiddush, there's Malkus. Now in the future, if you make a Shvua, I will not eat today. And you end up eating, that's good. It's a lav sheish b'maisa. You're over your lav by eating. You had a lav, you made a shvua not to eat today. If you go and eat, that's a kumbiya said, that's a maisa. But if you make a shvua that you will eat today, and it comes out the whole day goes by, and you did not eat, so you're over the ist of a shvua, so it says now you get malchus. The question is the lav sheish b'maisa. How are you over the avera? By sitting down and not eating. By shaviat asa. So the question is, am I lav shem b'maisa? If you tell me now, Mishnah means Hilchas Malkus, and not only Hilchas Korban, why should there be Malkus and lav shem b'maisa? So one answer you have to tell me is, Kisavar Rabbi Shmoyom, Atari Rabbi Shmoyom Taka holds that like a Yehudi Shita we have, that Lav Shem B'Maisa is like an Alon. He holds like a Yehudi Shita. A Lav Shem Maika B'Maisa, you also receive Malkus. But if you're Maisa, you receive Malkus. From the Mihachi you saw, Kashuk Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Stephen Rabbi Yechon then. Diyam Rabbi Yechon, Lachuk, Kisah Mishnah. Yitma. Alright, we'll stop here. You have holding Dav Gimel on the base in Shavuos. Again, the Shaila was exactly who does our Mishnah go like? Again, the kids, our Mishnah said two halachas that Shavuos Shtayim Shemarba, that there are four types of Shavuos, both in the future, I will eat, I will not eat, or else in the over, I ate or I did not eat. And Pasha, the Mishnah's Mashma, in both cases, there's a Chiyav Korban El of Yerit. So the question was, according to Rabbi Shmuel, he says you only Chayiv in the future, not in the over, in the past. So the Chura Mishnah cannot go according to Rabbi Shmuel. The second question was, maybe it goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds by Yediyas HaTumah, he does not hold from Shtayim Shem Arba. So that was the question, who does our Mishnah go like? So now we're holding the Chura again, the third line. Nav Gimel on the base. So more says, Li'elam, really I'll tell you the truth is, Rabbi Shmuel. Our Mishnah could go according to Rabbi Shmuel. Even though our Mishnah says, by Shavuos, the Shtayim Shem Arba, there are two in the future, I will eat today, or I will not eat today, and also in the Ovar, I ate yesterday, or I did not eat yesterday. Arya Bishmol says in the past tense, there's no Chiyav Korban. I'll tell you, V'chi loy mechayev Rabbi Shmuel lishovar. When does Rabbi Shmuel argue and say lishovar in the past tense? Your potter, he only means from a Korban. There's no Chiyav Korban Erlu V'yorid. If you do it v'shegeg, if you make your Shavua, and then you forgot about the Shavua, and it happened that you ate, you did not eat, then you chayiv, and the key of a korban, Rabbi Shmuel says, you're potter. Avu malkis, chayiv and mechayiv. But in the case where you did it for mezit, in other words, they warned you, they gave you asroah, do not say such a shavua. On the side that it's a shavua shekel, what you're saying, you're over allowed, you receive malkis, that Rabbi Shmuel agrees that you will receive malkis. So far we want to say, which doesn't come out the maskono, that our Mishnah is only talking about malkis. When our Mishnah says, shtayim shemarba, there are two types of Shavuos in the future and two in the past, it means to say that you chayiv malkus. If you did it b'mezid, that means you're making a Shavuah now, you're swearing that yesterday I did not eat. And the Edom there warn you, say, be careful what you're saying now. If we find out what you're saying now is a Sheker, you're going to receive malkus. You're right, allowed a Shavuah, Sheker is allowed. And they warn you, make careful, don't say the Shavuah if you say it, you'll get malkus. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. Therefore, our Mishnah comes out good according to Rabbi Shmuel. The Shtayim Shemarba, two to be four cases, that if you do it the Mezid with Hasroah, you chayiv Malkus. Now the Gemara says, Ukudarova. Aik, Rashi says, you can ask the question, Lishavar, in the past, what happened already, it's a lot of shame by Maisa. So where it says that we Rava's Chiddush will have late in the third parak, the Yomar Rava, the Pharaoh's Rips of Torah, Shvua Sheker, Dunya the Shvua Shov. There's a chiddush in the Kroah that of a shvua shov. If you say a vain shvua, like we said yesterday, that means as soon as you utter it out of your mouth, it's vain. Like you're saying, this omer here is an animal. So everybody sees clearly what you're saying is sheker. That's called shov. There's a chiddush that receives malchus for that. Even though it's a lav shein b'maisam, that's a chiddush that receives malchus. Says by shov. Now Rava holds a shvua sheker, which is doimet the shov. In other words, a shvua sheker means when you say the Shavua, we're not sure whether you're lying or not. You're telling us now with the Shavua that yesterday I fasted. I did not eat at all yesterday. We do not know if you're lying right now. Later we find out somebody comes and says, we saw you yesterday in the restaurant, we saw you eating. So that's called the Shavua Sheker, which is doimed to a Shav. Lishava, what happened already, it's like a Shav. So that's Rav's Chiddush. He makes the Hekish one to the other, that there's Malkus. Ma Shav, just like by Shav, Lishavar, it means something that happened already. Av sheker, the same thing as shvua sheker, nami lishovar. In the case of lishovar, that you're saying you fasted yesterday, or you're swearing that you ate yesterday, and really you did not eat yesterday, that's a chiddush from Rava, the hekish, a shvua shov, two times, that a shvua sheker lishovar receives malchus. So if even though really it's a lav shem b'maisa, still there's a chiddush, you receive malchus. Mor says, but in the future tense, that's not doimet to shov. That's a real shvua sheker, and there we don't have a chiddush. So what is the question? So bishleima ochalti, if he makes a shvua that I will eat, bishleima ochalti, I ate already. Vulayachalti, I did not eat. Kidurava, that's very good. You received malchus. In the past, what happened? That's the chiddush of shvua sheker dum yudishov. But shaloi oichal, if you make a shvua that today I will not eat, viochal, and throughout the day he does eat, nami, that's also good. That's a lav sheish by maisa. You made a shvua not to eat today, and you ate throughout the day. You did an action. You received malchus. Elo, but our question is like this: oichal, if somebody makes a shvua that he will eat today, the next 24 hours he's going to eat something. He'll eat this bread. Fulo yochal, and the whole day passes by, and he still did not eat this bread, so he's over the lav. Am I? Why does he receive malchus? If that's pshat now mishnah, shtayim shem arba, that there are four times of malchus. If so, it's a question. Lav shem b'maisahu. Of course, it's a lav shem b'maisa. You made a shvua that you will eat today, and the whole day passed by, you did not eat. So you were shevi atas, you stopped, sat back, and did not eat. So, for instance, I'll tell you, ksav Rabbi Shmuel. Again, we want to say our mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. Our tan is Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel himself holds that a lav shem b'maisa is like an alav. It could be Rabbi Shmuel holds like the Yehudi Shita, that on the lav shem b'maisa you do receive malchus. So it comes out it's a stam mishnah, then our mishnah is a stam mishnah that goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, that holds a lav shem b'maisa is like an alav. If so, for the Gemara Yochi, if so, kashed Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan. I'm going to have a stira now in Rabbi Yechanan's. Why? The Yama Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says the famous statement that halacha k'stam mishnah. We always pass in like a stam mishnah, and the way we're coming out right now, our stam mishnah here of shvua shtayim shem arba holds that a lav shem b'maisa is like an alav. You're telling me our mishnah is talking about malchus, and if I make a shvua, I will eat, and he does not eat, our mishnah says he receives malchus. So it's a stam mishnah lav shem b'maisa is like an alav, and still the itma we learned like this. Rabbi Yechanan Shita is not like this. The itma we learned. Shavua she'oicho kika zuhayim. If somebody makes a shavua, I will eat this bread during today. The next 24 hours, I will eat this piece of bread. The yavur ayam, the whole day goes by. V'lo yochla, he does not eat it. So both Reb Yechon and Reb Shlokesh Yamri Tavayu, they both say the same thing, that ain't a loika. In such a type of a shavua, there's no malchus. Ain't a loika. So that's not like our Mishnah right now. Now what's the reason? Reb Yechon and Omar, ain't a loika mishum devi lav shein by maisa. It's a lav shein by maisa. Your shvua was that you will eat this bread today. What was the avera? That you sat back and you did not eat it. So that's a lav shein by maisa. There's no action. It's not daima to lav. Lesach some shor b'dishoy. But the Torah says you receive malchus. It's not daima to that lav. So he holds there's no malchus. The whole lav shein by maisa ain't loika no lav. This is Rabbi Yechanan's shita. This is going to be the theory now in Rabbi Yechanan. How could Rabbi Yechanan say this statement that he holds a lav shein b'maisa is ain't like an alav? If he also said a statement that aloch is like a stam mishnah, and we have now a stam mishnah mesecta shvuas here, the Kohen's Rabbi Shmuel that holds lav shein b'maisa is like an alav. So that's the kasha. Now Resh Lakish Amar ain't a loike. You do not receive malchus in this type. Why not? Hasra sofiku. It's siddur hasra sofik. It's a doubtful hasra. And Hasra Sofik, Lo Shmei Hasra, that's not called Hasra.
Why is that a doubtful Hasra? You don't see if Rashi says it here.
So he once broke out. The reason why it's Hasra Sofik is because here it's a time limit. Like he has to the end of the day to eat it. So you're going to tell him now, listen, you have exactly 15 seconds left to eat it. He's going to say, well, of my watch, it says I have 2 minutes to go yet. There's nothing wrong, I have 2 minutes to go. So you can never really give him Hasra. And by the time he has this 2 minutes to go, it's already after Shki, it's after the day already. So it's always considered Asura Sofik. You can never warn him, like the last second to tell him, if you do not eat it now, you're going to receive Malchus. That's what Shlokas, that's what Shlokas says. The Akko put him to Stirin Rabbi Yechanan. So how could Rabbi Yechanan say, look, it's not Mishnah, like our Mishnah, and he paskins, he says here, you do not receive Malchus. So the Gemara says, maybe Rabbi Yechanan stomach rina ashkach. Maybe Rabbi Yechanan found another Stam Mishnah. And we'll soon see the Maskana, that's it. That Rebbe first thought to say that Lav Shem HaMaisa is like an Olav. So he made a stam mishnah here, and then Rebbe himself was chayzer and held no lav shem emaisis ain like in the love, and he made another stam mishnah. So Rebbe Yechon holds like the real stam mishnah, the second one. Where's the second stam mishnah? Samara says, "Hi stamma, where is the second stam plain mishnah?" Elaine, if you want to tell me, "Hi stam, it's this one." A mishnah sochim ditnan. We have before Marcus also. Avol hamoiser betor. If somebody's over the yisur moiser, he leaves over the bosta from the korban pesach and does not eat it. If the korban pesach is tor, he leaves it over to the next morning. Or else v'yashayve betomei. If somebody has a korban pesach that became tomei and then he went and broke one of the bones, is ain alaika? He does not receive malchus. Ain alaika saboyim. Does not receive malchus. Now bishleimar shayve betomei. If he breaks the bone of a korban pesach that's tomei, the chassid, the pasuk says, v'yetzim v'sishru boy, that means v'kosher. Because the pasuk is talking about a korban pesach that you could eat. The Torah is telling you how do you go to eat this korban pesach. The way you eat the korban pesach is eat it like a melech. The chinuch explains melachim do not go to break their bones, so there's a lav not to break the bone of a korban pesach, but only a korban that's tor that's edible. If a korban's tummy can eat it anyway, there's no lav not to break the bone. Okay, therefore there's no lav. Therefore there's no malchus. Avo, but the question is, hamoyse b'tor, if you leave over your meat to the next morning, you're over the lav of noisor, you left over the meat overnight, my timer, how come, why is there no malchus? You're over lav. Why don't you receive malchus for this lav? So lav mishum isn't the reason why, it's a stam mishnah, that we lav shame by meisor. The reason is because by noisor, it's a lav shame by meisor. You didn't do an action, you just left over the meat by not eating it. That's not an action. The whole lav shame by meisor ain't like an alof. So here we have a stam mishnah in Makis that holds lav shame by meisor ain't like an alof. So therefore, Rabbi Yechon holds like that mishnah. Mar says no. Umimai to Rabbi Yaakovi to your lav shame by meisor ain't like an alof. Who told you that mishnah, the pshat is according to Rabbi Yaakov Shita that holds lav shame by meisor ain't like an alof? No, you have no proof. Dilma Rabbi Yehudi, that mishnah could even go according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita. That holds all over, lav shem b'maisa is loikin alov. In other words, there's another reason why by noisa there's no malchus. Not because it's an ain by maisa. Umishum, to bo ha'kosav litin asay, achalois asay. Because the Torah gives a new mitzvah asay of ace, tisraifum. You should burn the noisa in fire. So after you did the lav, by leaving over the korban pesach till the next morning, the Torah gives you a new essay to burn it. Therefore it's klal. Alav shenitikli asay is ain loikin alav. Halav hochi loki. But if not for this reason, if there wouldn't have been a new mitzvah essay to burn the noiser in the morning, it could be, maybe that mishnah would also hold, you receive malchus. So it could be adarava. Maybe there are two stam mishnahs that hold, lav shem b'maisa is loikin alav. So again, if our mishnah says clearly, you're loikin alav, we don't have any stam mishnah that says, ain loikin alav. So again, it's a question on Rabbi Yechonon. Why doesn't he hold like our stam mishnah here to say lav shem b'maisa is like an alof? So Moses says rather it's like this. No. We hold lav hachi loki. The tiny we learned loy sasir menu ad boiker vanoisim menu ad boiker based just rifle. Sorry, gives him its essay to burn it. So therefore, boha kosev litein esa acha loy sasay. The Torah comes to give a new mitzvah essay after the lav loy to tell us shein like an alof. Tiber Rabbi Yehuda. These were the words of Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that the lav shein by it's a lav hanitikli asay. That's the only reason why I say loikin alav. But for the mere fact that the lav shein by maisa, it would be loikin. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. So this is Rabbi Yehuda. The reason why noisa, because the essay is coming to menatek, it's a kaporo, it takes away the malchus. But if not for that svara, you would have received malchus. Good. But Rabbi Yaakov Oymer, loy min Hashem uzeh, this is not the reason. The shame means the name, but that's not the reason, the pasuk, why there's no malchus. Ela rather, you know why noiser has no malchus? Mishum devi lav shame by maisa. For lav shame by maisa ain't loikin alav. This is the famous machlokes Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. Whether every lav shame by maisa, there is malchus or there's no malchus. So again, so we have no stam mishnah that holds lav shame the mice is ain't likin a lov. It could be the reason why noiser is ain't likin is because it's a lav hanitikli asay. That's the reason why. But just for the fact that it's ain't by Maisa, maybe they would be Malkus. So again, how does Rav Yechanan say, ain't like a love, there's a Stam Mishnah that like a love. So Mor says, El or rather, Hostam, Ashkach. You know which Mishnah he found, a Stam Mishnah that says, ain't like a love? It's this Mishnah. A Mishnah laid in Shavuah, it sounds like this. Shavuah, Shalai Oichal Kikazu. Somebody in the morning wakes up and makes a Shavuah, I make a Shavuah that I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread. And then he says a second time, Shavuah Shloach Lenu. I make another Shavuah that I will not eat this bread today. And the Ochla, throughout the day, this person went and ate this piece of bread, Halach Riz, Ein Chayiv Elo Achas. He's only Chayiv once.